Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. And thank you for tuning in tonight to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We want to say Merry Christmas, a blessed Merry Christmas to everyone as we are in this holy day season where we are celebrating the birth, praise God, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just give God all praises, all honor and glory. We thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Praise God, we have a woman of God tonight in Elder Maddie Green that will be coming and bringing forth an anointed word, and we thank God for her. Hallelujah. And thank God for all that the Lord has deposited on the inside of her. She is a powerful woman of God that always brings a powerful message. And again, we just give God all the praise, honor, and glory for her. Before we go ahead and get started in the Word of God and in our prayer tonight, we're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of God with a song of praise for us to be able just to tell him, hallelujah, how awesome, how wonderful, how glorious he is, praise God. He is truly an awesome God. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace, you're in awe of his goodness, you're in awe of his mercy, you're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll
reign. One word, come on everybody. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
You're from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said, he's holy.
He's holy.
Amen. Hallelujah. We celebrate the awesomeness of our God because he is truly a great and wonderful and mighty and glorious God. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. He loved us so much that he looked down, hallelujah, into 2021, praise God, and saw that this world would need a Savior. And nearly over 2,000 years ago, he sent his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, into this world to save me and you from our sins. And we give him all the praise and honor and glory. It doesn't take me too long, and I don't have to look very far, hallelujah, to look back and see the awesomeness of our God in my life. And I just thank him. I give him praise tonight. I give him glory because he is such a wonderful and mighty, 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 mighty God. Oh, yes, he is. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace as Pastor Jasper will lead us in prayer tonight. And then we're going to turn the mic over to the woman of God of the hour to share the word of God with you. So if you haven't already gathered together your Bibles, pen, paper to take notes, go ahead and do that now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to go ahead, Pastor Jasper, as he will lead us in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. Thank you for this day,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you for your awesomeness of who you are, Father, Lord. We praise your holy name on this hour, Lord, that let thy will be done, Lord, in our hearts and our mind, our spirit be lifted up, Father, Lord, to edify your holy name, to increase our faith, Father, to walk from day to day, Lord, in your word, in your truth, Lord. And we pray, Heavenly Father, we may apply to our heart and to our life, Father, Lord, the word of the living God, Father, Lord, the great God we pray, the God of Elohim, Father, Lord, the great God, Jehovah, the great God, Yahweh, Lord, the great God, Almighty God, everlasting Father, Lord, we praise your holy name, Father. We thank you for this day, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, let your will be done in our hearts, mind, spirit, that we may be strong and stronger than before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. At this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the mic over to Elder Maddie Green. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for her, Elder
Amen.
Green.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Can you hear me tonight?
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes
ma'am. We
yes,
can
you
hear can. You. And go ahead, please. You are live. Go ahead and share what the Lord has laid on your
Amen.
Heart. We thank God and give God all the praise and glory for you tonight.
Amen.
To give all the glory and honor, like you said, to God and to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I give honor and glory Amen. To the New Season Ministry and to my pastor of our churches and all the ministers and believers out there tonight. I will
Amen.
Be coming from Luke, the second chapter, beginning at the 8th verse.
Amen.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. My subject is Jesus is our great joy. My subtopic is the chief shepherd. In the month of December, the month of December is the 12th day of the year. In the month of December, we celebrate or recognize certain events or dates. There are many birthdays in the month of December, but some people celebrate them separately or wait until Christmas and do it all at one time. December the 6th is known as the last day of Hanukkah. Hanukkah means education. Hanukkah is also the festivals of light, the feast of dedication. It's a Jewish celebration that commemorates the rededication of the Second Temple of Jerusalem during the era of the Medicis, revolting against the Pharisee dynasty led by Antioch and the Fourth. In the beginning, when everything started, he was a ruthless leader, and he tried to suppress the Jewish nation. But they rose up against him and overthrew the throne. See, Hanukkah only lasts for 8 days and starts on November the 29th to December the 6th. A candle is lit each evening. A blessing is offered while lighting a candle each night. A daily reading of scripture, singing special hymns, and reciting some songs. A daily prayer is said, and thanks to God for delivering them from the hand of the enemy. On December the 7th is remembered of the National Pearl Harbor Day. On that December the 7th, 1940, the Japanese attacked the United States. The battleship USS Utah, USS Arizona, and USS Oklahoma was severely damaged, and two ships were sunk along with many aircraft. On that day, over 3,500 American lives were lost, and some was wounded on that Memorial Day. The United States were forced into war, fighting into World War II. See, our country honors those survivors and those who have died while we pay the tributes to those brave men. See, many people and families have lost their lives in each war. Some of them come home wounded and injured, either physically or mentally. We thank God for the one who comes home safely and pray for all family and individuals who serve their country well in each battle. December the 21st is the first day of winter. Winter season is between autumn and spring. Winter is known as the coldest year season of the year. Winter came from an old Germanic term meaning time of water that relates to the snow and the rain. In the middle and high latitude in the winter, the lowest temperature happens. The temperature is high in the equator region throughout the year, but strange things have happened during this season. When there is a disturbance in the polar vortex, that will call a frigid Arctic air to push down southward by thousands of kilometers. This event will call cold waves that produce dangerous weather over many areas. This cold outbreak will cause animals and crops to be lost. Some people may be affected by this change. In March 2013 in Europe, it reached 18 Fahrenheit degrees, and in January 2014, in the eastern part of the United States, it dropped 36 degrees. Sometimes a change can predict, and sometimes a change can happen without a notice. See, December the 24th is Christmas Eve, and December the 25th is Christmas Day. During the time of the Christmas Day or Christmas night are different events and customs and celebrations. Families are having Christmas dinner or feast, while different organizations might be having Christmas dinner to feed the needy and the homeless. The decoration of the Christmas tree with ornaments, lights, ribbon, and more. On Christmas Day, the joy of opening a gift or present with your family is a time of blessings. We are thankful for having them there and share the love and the joy of Christmas. When different churches or a tour organization hand out presents and food to those who are in need, they are spreading the joy to as many as they can. See, Christmas is a celebration and a time to remember the birth of Christ by Christians and non-Christians. See, the term Christmas in the English term is Mass on Christ Day. See, the Roman Empire on Christ's birthday tried to change the event of the prophecy by celebrating the season of winter to symbolize the sun resurgent. See, they was thinking that if they would try something to destroy the prophecy will not come forth. But see, even though they tried the birth of Christ, God has already had other plans to overthrow their reports. Let me make 2 points to overthrow their celebration. Their first point is in Genesis, the first chapter and the 14th verse, it says in the first chapter, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the 14th, it says, God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for a sign, for a season, for days and years. See, God is the supreme creator of the whole universe. And see, on the fourth day, God created the sun, the moon, and stars to govern the day and nighttime, as well as mark the season, day, and years. See, God has already set everything in motion. His creation revealed who he is, his character, personality, and plan. The second point is that in the Old Testament, the prophet said Isaiah had already prophesied the birth of Christ. In Isaiah, the 7th chapter and 14th verse, it says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. What God has spoken in his word, the enemy cannot destroy it. If it has been spoken out by God that the Virgin Mary was going to birth a child, it was going to be of a divine nature and purity. See, it shall be performed no matter how many years it takes. It was a sure promise for the house of David. In Matthew, the 1st chapter and 23rd verse, this promise was spoken to Joseph in a dream by an angel so that he would not fear and take Mary as his wife and not put her away privately. See, the angel told him that she was going to receive a child and that it was concepted by the Holy Ghost in verse 20. So Joseph understood and rose from the dream and realized that he should obey what God has already ordained and turn around and marry Mary as his wife. See, God's great joy is to have fellowship with us through the Son, Jesus Christ. See, great is defined as huge, or remarkable in magnitude, degree, or effectiveness. See, according to the Webster Dictionary, joy is the emotion evoked by success or good fortune, well-being, or by a prospect of possessing what one desires. But the Biblical Dictionary defines joy as a happy state in knowing and serving God. See, joy is a characteristic of God and having a right relationship with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, in Luke chapter 2, in verse 8, it was talking about a country shepherd abiding in the field, watching over his flock by night. See, a shepherd is a person that takes care of, feed, and protect the sheep. See, the shepherd don't only have this for protection to guard the sheep against all the wild animals. He only has a rod, which is about 30 inches long with a knob on the end, which is used to throw out at a stubborn sheep that want to move too far from the flock and won't listen to his voice. The shepherd have a staff that has a hook on one end to bring in a sheep closer to the flock by a gentle nudge in case they try to stray away from the area. See, he also would carry a flute, and he plays it to calm the sheep when they're restless. See, the occupation of a shepherd may have been a tough life. They had to battle the heat, the drought, and finding water for the sheep. There have been many shepherds from the beginning. In Genesis 4 and 2, Abel, Adam's son, was a shepherd. And David was a shepherd in 1 Samuel 16 and 11. See, the shepherd exemplifies the trait of a leader of God's people. See, the shepherd sometimes risks his life to search for a lost sheep and rescue them from harm. In Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 12th through the 13th verse, it says, "How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, do he not leave the 99 and go into the mountain and seek that which is gone astray? If so be that he find it, very I say unto you, he rejoice more over that sheep than the 99 which did not go astray." See, the shepherd must prepare to take battle against all opponents who may threaten the welfare of those that he take care of. See, the men in World War II and other wars had to prepare for battle against their enemies. But see, when the heavenly host appeared and the glory of God shone around the shepherds, they were afraid. But see, the angels brought a remarkable prophetic announcement of good news of great joy, not to a certain class of people, not to just leaders in high position, not to religious leaders, but to all people. See, God recognized who they were, that shepherds was faithful watching over the sheep. We may be in the right place to receive a divine visit from God. See, the angel of God told them to not to fear, for I'm bringing you great joy to all people. The Savior is born in the city of David, Christ the Lord. And this is a sign to the shepherd. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Then the heavenly host and the angels praised God and gave him glory. See, God was honoring his work and the redemption of the world through his son, Jesus Christ. See, a sign was given to confirm what was prophesied of a child born unto us, a son is given, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. The zealous of the Lord of hosts will perform this. See, this great joy caused Mary and Joseph to press forward from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to Bethlehem because they were taxed by the decree and was a lineage of David. This joy caused Joseph to accept the place of a manger because there was no room in the inn. He humbled himself and accepted this place so his wife Mary could give birth, but he didn't know he was fulfilling the prophecy in Micah, the 5th chapter, the 2nd through the army that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting. There he give them up until the time that she which travels, that means she is in labor, had brought forth. Then the remnants of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. The prophecy of the coming of the Messiah has come. Christ is the eternal generation. He is the Son of God. He is the only begotten of the Father. He is the Word made in the flesh in John 1 and 14. And he shall reign over the church, his body. He is honor is given to him in the place where Christ was born. The divine salvation of God needed to be waited until the time appointed by God to come forth. See, in the power of God, Christ had the divine power of God to perform the work he has assigned for him to be. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This great joy of the birth of Christ caused the shepherd to glorify and praise God for all that they have seen and heard. This great joy revealed to the shepherd, causing them to arise to see what the angels have said, and caused them to obey and go out and see the child and the things that had come to pass. This great joy is not manufactured into a bottle or made as a statue to worship, but it's in your heart and spirit by believing in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. We have to humble ourselves to him and confess and ask forgiveness for our sins. In 1 John, the first chapter and 9th verse, it said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This great joy will bring you peace because he is our peace. This great joy, the Prince of Peace, in the peace will bring you forth well-being. In Isaiah 26 and 3, will bring you prosperity and contentment. In Psalms 23, will bring you good health and security and harmony with a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. In Romans, the 5th chapter and the 1st verse, Jesus is our good shepherd that strives his divine nature in relationship to a shepherd. In John, the 10th chapter and 11th verse says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. See, Christ gave his life for us as a sacrifice for our sins. The shedding of his blood on the cross. This great shepherd gave us great joy by paying the penalty for our sin. We are bought with a price in 1 Corinthians 6:20. In Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 20th verse says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. See, God the Father loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, we are the flock of his pasture. He loved us. He cared for us so that we can be reconciled back to God. Jesus is our great joy. Because it said in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 4th verse, when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. Christ will judge all at his returning to find out if you and I have done our duty or our good work that he has assigned us to do so that we can receive a crown of glory. During Christmas, remember, Jesus is our great joy. Of all the gifts that you receive with joy, Jesus Christ, the gift of God, gave us the best gift of his life. So worship him, praise him, give thanks, and rejoice for the birth of Jesus Christ coming into this world to save us from our sin. Jesus is our great joy.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God for us. The woman of God. Come on. Jesus is our great joy. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
Jesus is our good shepherd.
Yes,
praise God. Thank God for that powerful
is.
Word for Elder Maggie Green. Thank God for that word. She broke on down from beginning to end. Amen. Oh, my goodness. What a joy to hear the word of God from the woman of God. Amen.
Yes.
His joy. The world didn't give it to me, and the world cannot take it away.
Amen.
Praise God. It's a divine joy for my Heavenly Father, for my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The divine joy that God given to those that believe and have faith in him by faith. Lord, we thank God for the woman of God to bring forth that word, that powerful word, talking about Jesus our joy, the Son of God, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. What a blessing, what a joy to hear the word and manifestation of God's joy in our life. He comes from Christ. He's the originator of our joy. And he's the originator of your joy on this hour. Amen. He's the originator of our joy on this day. Amen. The manifestation of God's power, he defines joy in our life, in your life, should come through Jesus Christ. Praise God. So we thank God for the woman of God talking about Jesus is our great joy.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus is our great joy.
Amen.
This message just resonated in my spirit as Elder Green started by talking about all of the significant days within the month of December. And
yes.
She talked about Hanukkah, and she talked on the November the 29th through December the 6th and December the 7th,
Amen.
And the Pearl Harbor day, and December the 21st,
yes.
The first day of winter, and then, of course, the 24th and 25th as Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But all of those days, though they are significant during the month of December, there is not any day, hallelujah, that is more significant than the day that we celebrate, hallelujah, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And indeed, he is truly our great shepherd. She talked about, praise the Lord, of the significance of the shepherd and how Abel was a shepherd and David was a shepherd. And the shepherd's responsibility is to care for and love and provide for and protect the sheep.
Yes.
And then within that time period, the month of December, God allowed for his only begotten son, our great shepherd,
Amen.
Hallelujah, to come forth, to be able to be born, to come into this world as a little baby, hallelujah, to save us from our sins, to give
Amen.
Us an opportunity to have access to that great joy. Jesus is our great joy.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he is. And something that, again, that just resonated in my spirit. You know, you hear the story of the birth of Christ, and we read the passage in Luke chapter 2, and I've read it many times before, but as she began to talk about how the shepherds were abiding in the field, and the angels brought forth that message, the good tidings of great joy.
Great joy.
You know, we live in a time, we live in a time now where sometimes information that could be life-changing information is only disseminated to some. It's not disseminated to all. We live in a time where if you don't have the right zip code sometime, and if you don't have the right amount of funds in your bank account, or you don't wear a certain was. It didn't matter what your economic status was. It didn't matter what the title was, praise God. They brought forth this message of good tidings and great joy to all that had an ear to hear about the Savior, a Savior whose name is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Jesus is our great joy. We're talking about the great joy of the baby that was born, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, that came into this world to save you and me from our sins. He is our great joy. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines tonight, praise God, for those that would like to share in this discussion. Is Jesus your great joy? Oh, isn't it wonderful that you don't, there's no price tag that's put on this great joy that we're sharing with you tonight. Praise the Lord. Man would charge you something. Oh, yes, yes, he would. But God is free to all who have a desire to receive. Jesus Christ, he is our great joy. If you'd like to share a word of encouragement to Elder Green tonight, if you'd like to share in this particular topic and on this subject matter, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he is our great joy. Yes, thank you, Jesus. We have caller. Your last 4 digits are 6769. Go right ahead, please.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Praise God for the woman of God tonight, for the word about Jesus Christ is born. I just thank God for that word tonight. Sister Maddie Green, we thank God for you because God is so good. I like what a poet wrote. He said, when he comes in all his glory, comes to claim his own, we won't see a star to guide us. We'll be going home. Once a baby in a manger, no room at the end. Now a king who reigns forever over death. And I just thank God for the word tonight, I tell you. It just make you just want to just long for him coming again to take us home.
Yes.
And as we look out and we see the Christmas lights and the lights and around, just imagine how heaven's going to be. All the shiny lights and the gold and everything. It just make you long for home. And I thank the sister for that wonderful history on December. That was just really awesome to learn about the different things that take place in December. And I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And I ask y'all to continue to keep me and my family in your prayers as I will keep you in our prayers. And we just thank God and we praise God for this broadcast. And we praise God for Brother and Sister Jasper Whitehurst. And we just ask y'all to just go forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Elder Strayhorn. And thank you for that, the bringing us back to the old landmark with that song. Oh,
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is there another tonight, hallelujah, praise God, that would like to share in this conversation, this discussion on Jesus as our great joy? Praise God. Go right ahead. Call us 0400. Praise the Lord for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes, I really enjoyed that word. And like I usually say, this joy I have, the world didn't give it, and the world cannot take it away. You know, sometimes I share I share with my little grandson, because, you know, there are some people that don't, quote, unquote, celebrate Christmas. But you give them a gift, they receive it for Christmas. So just like I share with him all the time, I say, look, you had a day that you came into this world. We celebrate it. Now, Jesus came into the world. His birthday is much greater than your birthday. We celebrate it in the highest, because if it wasn't for him coming to us and redeem us back, where would we be? So I always tell him, I say, no, you can't tell me about not celebrating a birthday. I say, I was happy when you were born, but I am more happy to have Jesus being born and being in my life than what your birthday means. So celebrate in the highs. And also with that, happy anniversary to Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa. Love you guys. I appreciate it. And Elder Green, thank you for that word. I really enjoyed that word.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. Praise God. Yes, we enjoyed that word. And what a tremendous blessing. Thank you, Lord, and for Mother Gallo, for you sharing also to those comments. Yes, the joy that we have, praise God, because that little baby was born, because he grew up and lived a life and went to the cross for our sins and was resurrected on the third day. Amen. Oh, yes, we have. He is our great joy. That joy that we have, praise the Lord. And I was thinking about what Elder Lisa said about all the lights and the fact that of what heaven. Oh, it would be, the light that we see is nothing in comparison to all the glory of heaven that is forthcoming for us, as Jesus Christ has gone to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. Yes, and so it is, as the Lord, we look forward, give us the opportunity and be able to look forward to our heavenly home. Oh, yes, God, he is such an awesome God, and Jesus is our great joy. Hallelujah. Is there another tonight? Praise God. Just go ahead and press one on your dial pad. We have right at about 11 more minutes left into the broadcast. We thank Elder Green for that powerful word, that powerful message. I heard the Christmas story, as I shared earlier, told many ways, but tonight the way that she unfolded it and was able to just share of the significance of the various dates and share of the great joy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I thank God, and just had a way of resonating in my spirit, and we give God all the praise for her. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Thank God for the woman of God to bring forth that. Man, if you're hungry tonight, you got a big feast on tonight, amen.
Yes.
And you're a big buffet, amen. Such a buffet on tonight, the other thing on tonight, amen.
Yes, yes.
Through it all, yes.
A little bit of, say, some history that she touched
amen.
Upon. And,
some dessert here and there, amen.
Yes,
some side food here and there. She went through the whole gamut of it all, amen.
She educated
a whole buffet.
Those that had a desire
amen.
To hear,
amen.
Not only spiritually, but also, too, she educated us from the standpoint of historically. She brought it all together as God
Amen.
Had laid it out. So we thank God for her. Oh, yes, we do. We just give God all the praise.
You want to go in the corral, but definitely go in the joy.
Yes.
Amen.
What a buffet.
Yes, Lord.
What a buffet of blessings.
Yeah, the buffet. Do it all. Amen. What a blessing.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we thank God again for everyone that has tuned in tonight. We pray that you go forth this week and just have a powerful, powerful time in the Lord as we celebrate, as the world celebrates,
Amen.
Hallelujah, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And share with someone that may not know that the Jesus Christ, season.
He paid it off.
Oh, yes, he did.
He paid it off.
Yes,
you and
he did. It's all about him.
Amen.
It's all about him.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
And we thank God for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
You be ready.
Yes, yes,
Amen.
Yes, yes. Praise the
ready.
Lord.
Rapture ready. Praise God.
Yes, we got to live rapture
Amen.
Ready.
Amen.
Oh, yes, we do. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for you. We thank God again for you tuning in. And by the grace of God, we look forward to being here with you this time next Monday as
Amen.
Well. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Elder Maddie Green if she will go ahead and close us out in prayer for this evening. Praise the Lord. Elder Green, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Amen.
Amen.
Would you
God
please
bless.
Go ahead and close us out in prayer? Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, dear God. We want to say thank you for all that you have done for us. And God,
yeah.
without you, we would not be here today. God, we want to say thank you. Dear God, bless those who are in need during this holiday, God. Bless those
Amen.
Who are helping somebody else, dear God. And those yeah. who have gone through and feel like nobody don't love them. Let them know that Jesus loved them enough that he gave the very best gift he could, and that was his son.
Yeah.
Oh, God, have
yeah.
mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for our nations and our leaders. I pray that they yeah. will get on board and get in order according to the will of God and do those things that are pleasing in your sight. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, I pray for families. Some families are rejoicing. Some families are going through. And some families are grieving. Dear God, I ask you, meet them at their need. Comfort those who are mourning, dear God. Those who are rejoicing, remind them that everything they got, Jesus was the one that blessed them with it. Oh, God, have mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
Dear God, watch over and keep the men's and women's of the ministry. Oh, dear God,
yeah.
bless the relationships, yeah. dear God, to stay jointly
yeah.
found and close together the way Jesus loved the church. Lord Jesus, well, I
yeah.
pray for marriages right now, dear God, for marriage is honorable and the bed is confined. Oh, God, have
yeah.
mercy. Dear God, I pray for yeah. our little children, dear God. Keep
yeah.
them safe, dear God, and touch their mind that all the things that the enemy wants to do will not get in their mind to make them do things that will hurt somebody. Oh, God, have mercy.
Yeah.
Dear God, we thank you for all your love, your joy, your peace, and your kindness. We thank you for your
yeah.
goodness and your grace. Dear God, bless this ministry, bless them physically and financially, and bless their home. And dear God, we forever give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Again, we thank God for you and every one of you that have tuned in tonight. We pray that you go forth and have a mighty, awesome, blessed week. Merry, Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hallelujah.
To
God be
all
the glory. Have a wonderful week, and we love you all. God bless. Good night.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praise? Your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. praise.
Every praise
is to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise
is
to our God.
Every word of worship
is one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Praise for God tonight.